I'm Tanzina Vega. Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's been over a year since the Trump administration raised tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods. China responded by imposing their own tariffs on U.S. goods. An end to the trade war seemed imminent as recently as last month, at least according to the president.
And we'll see if it happens. It's got a very, very good chance of happening. I think that it will be great for both countries.
But this week, everything seemed to fall apart. On Wednesday, President Trump doubled down on existing tariffs on Chinese exports, threatening to impose even higher tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods by this Friday. Joining us now to help us make sense of all this is Tory Newmyer, a national reporter focused on economic policy for The Washington Post. Tory, thanks for coming in for the show.
Thanks for having me.
So we've been in this trade war for a year, although it feels quite longer. It looked like we might have been close to the solution. Are we back to square one?
I don't think we're quite back to square one. The thought was really as late as last week that we were in the final lap here. The Trump administration had a trade delegation over in Beijing last week. The Chinese were going to send a 100-person strong team back to Washington this week. And we thought we were sort of dotting I's and crossing T's here.
And then what happened?
It all sort of fell apart at the end of last week. And what we've learned is that U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer reported back to the president after those meetings in Beijing, and he said, wait a second, the Chinese are at the last minute here seeming to change the terms of the debate. They're making new demands and retracting some of the concessions that we thought they had already agreed to.
Now, how were things going before Trump threatened additional tariffs? Was it just the Chinese who started changing the game here, or the president also started changing the game, didn't he?
I think the reporting about this has been pretty reliable, and I think we can reach the conclusion with some confidence that it really was the Chinese here that changed the terms of the debate in these negotiations. And what they did was they had agreed to enshrine the concessions they had made to make some of these structural reforms that the Americans had been demanding in law. And what they came back to the Trump team with at the end of last week was new terms. They said, in fact, we are not going to enshrine these in law. That would infringe on our sovereignty, and it would be a bureaucratic process that we don't want to engage in. And in fact, we're not going to do that. And the way Lighthizer, who is a veteran of these negotiations with the Chinese, read that was, this is kind of a bad faith move, and they're looking for wiggle room so that after this thing is signed, they can walk away from the commitments they've made and not actually abide by the terms of this new trade agreement. And that is how he briefed President Trump, and Trump was infuriated and sent a couple of tweets on Sunday that said, we are not near the finish line, essentially, and I'm going to impose these new tariffs if the Chinese don't come back to where we thought they were. And that's what set in motion the sort of downward spiral that we've been tracing all week.
Tory, do you expect Trump's tariffs to actually go into effect on Friday, which is tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm willing to go there.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, exactly. But and that's just because of the way the tone of this has taken over the course of this week. I mean, both sides seem really dug in. There seems to be a lot of bad juju on both sides. But there is an interesting detail that we learned yesterday when the Trump administration published the official notice that they were actually going to go through with this tariff escalation on Friday. And that is, they said these tariffs are going to be imposed on only on goods that that ship after the deadline kicks in. So that any boats that are on the water already carrying goods to American ports are not going to be subject to these tariffs. And that is a kind of carve out that we have not seen them make before in any of these tariff escalations. And I think the pretty clear conclusion you can draw from that is the trade team is trying to build in a little bit more wiggle room if they don't make a breakthrough in the marathon talks that are kicking off today and will conclude tomorrow, so that they've got some extra days on the back end here to try to work their way out of this escalation.
China has also promised to retaliate. Do we know what that might look like? Is that also in the form of more tariffs?
We don't know what it looks like yet. They have said they are going to detail exactly what they are going to do. The problem is, because they import so much less from us than we do from them, they're going to run out of American goods to tariffs so they can keep jacking up the level of the duties they're imposing on American imports. But at some point, they're going to have to resort to some non-tariff measures. And that's, you know, that's potentially scary because it could be a lot of different things.
So a lot of the president's rhetoric around this is often that the U.S. is losing and we want to strengthen the U.S.'s trade policy, particularly with China. But we often forget about the fact that these trade policies and these trade wars also affect you and I, consumers, everyday folks. Will we start to feel an effect if this continues to escalate?
Yes. And we already have in ways that maybe you haven't noticed. But the way the Trump administration has structured these tariffs so far, they impose them on what they call intermediate goods. I mean, these are circuit boards and computer chips, auto parts, stuff that form finished goods so that you aren't actually seeing them when you go to buy a car or a handbag or Christmas lights. As we work through the product list, and they need to impose these taxes on a different category of Chinese imports, all they're left with now at this point really are consumer goods. So if he goes through with what he's threatened, you're going to see higher prices on food that we import, on clothes that you buy at Walmart and Target, and consumers really are going to notice some differences on the prices of the goods they're buying.
Could that ultimately pressure the administration to change course?
Absolutely, if it affects public sentiment. But I think the more immediate barometer for the president, the thing that he looks at all the time, is the health of the stock market. And so far, the reaction there has really been pretty muted. We've seen a 2.2% decline in the stock market over the first three trading days of this week, which is really pretty moderate when you consider the market seems to have priced in a deal getting done. They think this is going to happen. And the estimates about how far we could see the stock market slide if this really falls apart and investors internalize that this isn't happening anytime soon range from anywhere to 10 to 20%. That'd be a serious dip, would certainly catch the president's attention and might reset the debate here and encourage him to strike a deal, even if it's not the one he originally wanted.
Well, we know that the Chinese envoy is meeting in Washington now, and we'll be paying close attention to that. Tory Newmyer is a national reporter focused on economic policy for The Washington Post. Tory, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.